This morning on WCHL, there are a few residual school delays this morning. We'll let you know the latest. UNC's Keenan Flagler Business School has its next dean.
I'm very excited and greatly honored. This is a wonderful school. The university has been great to me, and to be asked to do this is a real highlight for me.
The university has set another external review in motion, this time surrounding the claims set out by Mary Willingham.
I've already told you what I think. I think it's a fair question. Can we verify that with outside experts? That process is going on right now. As soon as we have the data back, we'll let you know.
And Orange County's health director is North Carolina's director of the year. These stories and more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, a 2014 football schedule, puts Carolina in another Thursday night game, this time on the road against Carolina's arch rival. Plus, the UNC women have continued their climb through the top 10, and they will take their number 7 ranking to Chestnut Hill tonight. And
Alexander Julian has put some more bounce into the bouncing bulldog.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:05 at WCHL, 16 chilly degrees this morning. Look for sunshine today, but high today only in the middle 30s. At least it'll rise a little above freezing. It's also going to be very windy later on in the day. Just a few school announcements to pass along this morning. The Orange County schools are open today, but on a 2-hour delay. Alamance Burlington schools, 3-hour delay. Orange Charter School delayed by 2 hours. And Person County schools open on a 2-hour delay. All the others on a regular schedule, as far as we know. You can get that complete list on our website at chapelboro.com, along with any kind of inclement weather information you need. The Associate Dean of the MBA at UNC program and Mead H. Willis Distinguished Professor of Taxation, Douglas A. Shackelford, has been recommended as the Keenan Flagler Business School's next dean. WCHL's Aaron Keck reports.
By presenting the recommendation to the Board of Trustees this week, Chancellor Carol Folt and Executive Vice Chancellor and Provost Jim Dean approved the selection made by the search committee led by J School Dean Susan King. Board of Trustees meeting this week. With the confirmation by the BOT, Shackelford will replace Jack Evans, who has been serving as interim dean since Jim Dean was chosen as UNC's provost last year. Although the search was international, the hire was internal, the second in a row for Keenan Flagler, as Jim Dean, the immediate predecessor, was promoted from senior associate dean back in 2008. Shackelford graduated from UNC in 1980 with a business degree. In the mid to late 80s, he earned his PhD from the University of Michigan. He served on the UNC faculty since 1990. His research and teaching focuses on taxes and business strategy, and he's held the position of associate dean at MBA at UNC since 2010. He's also spent some time off campus in the private sector before returning to teach. From 1981 to 1985, he worked as a senior tax consultant for Arthur Anderson and Company in Boston and Greensboro. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Again, the Associate Dean of the MBA at UNC program and Mead H. Willis Distinguished Professor of Taxation, Douglas Shackelford, has been recommended as the UNC Keenan Flagler Business School's next dean. You can hear the whole interview with Aaron Keck and Shackelford on our website at chapelboro.com. We'll also have some of his comments coming up at the bottom of the hour. UNC Provost Jim Dean said that he stands by the university's analysis, which refutes the claims made by Mary Willingham that a majority of student-athletes have subpar reading skills. At a UNC Board of Trustees committee meeting on Wednesday, Dean said that the university has commissioned an independent review of Willingham's data to verify if UNC's take is true. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
I've already told you what I think. I think it's a fair question. Can we verify that with outside experts? That process is going on right now. As soon as we have the data back, we'll let you know.
That's Dean. He said that Willingham's raw data set and methodology will be independently evaluated by an outside group comprised of experts in educational testing, with a report based on the group's findings to follow. He estimated that they will return the results within a couple of weeks. Dean said following a Board of Trustees University Affairs Committee meeting that he couldn't release the names of the experts at this time. Willingham, a former athletics tutor, sparked the latest UNC scandal when she told CNN in the now infamous article that 60% of the 183 UNC athletes she researched read between a fourth and eighth grade reading level. Last week, UNC Chancellor Carol Folt, Director of Admissions Steve Farmer, and Dean fired back, saying that Willingham's methodology was incorrect and based on a vocabulary test that wasn't designed to measure reading levels. Willingham told WNCN Wednesday that the way Dean explained her data analysis was, quote, 100% incorrect. UNC faculty chair Jan Boxell acknowledged that some student-athletes come in less prepared than their peers and face many challenges.
Can we say that everybody got the same kind of education? Nobody does. So I think we provide an opportunity for everyone to have a quality education. People make choices, and so they have the opportunities to do lots.
During the committee meeting, Dean also outlined the progress of the Student Athlete Academic Initiatives Working Group. The working group, which began meeting last September, is examining current practices and policies that govern the approximately 100 student athletes at Carolina. The goal is to document student athletes from recruitment to graduation. Members of the working group include Dean Farmer and Bubba Cunningham, Director of Athletics. There are 22 processes governing the lives of student athletes. Dean said the working group has documented about 8 or 9 of them.
We have now documentation of the admissions process, some of the registration processes. This is how we're going to govern student athletes from the academic side going forward.
A detailed public document mapping all of the changes that will have been made will be released when the working group's efforts are completed.
We hope that the work that we do will be useful to other universities around the country because the issues that we're facing, you know this, are not unique.
Boxell added that there will be a national sports summit held in Chapel Hill on May 2nd and 3rd called True Sport U, the impact of college athletics on education, youth sport, and American culture. The summit was organized by leaders from UNC and Penn State, two universities that have felt the effects of sports scandals. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The UNC Department of Public Safety is in search of a suspect or suspects who robbed a male UNC student of a small amount of cash near campus on Sunday. The student told police he was struck in the face with an unknown object. He was in the area of downtown Chapel Hill or Northern Campus. He wasn't able to provide a description or number of suspects, but UNC Department of Public Safety says an ongoing threat to campus is not suspected in connection with this case. UNC police are asking anyone with any information which might help in the investigation to contact them. You can also contact Crime Stoppers. We have those phone numbers on our website at chapelboro.com. A new library location and rural recycling top the agenda when the Orange County Commissioners get together tonight. The board will receive an update in the siting process to bring a Southern Branch Library to Carrboro. Currently, county staffers are considering a location at Brewer Lane in the 300 East Main development. Tonight, the board will likely award a contract of up to $29,500 to hire a consulting firm to analyze library needs and run public input sessions through May. In addition, board members will consider a plan to levy a solid waste district tax to fund rural curbside recycling in the unincorporated areas of the county. If approved, the tax would cost property owners an additional 1.5 cents per $100 valuation, regardless of whether they use the recycling pickup service. The board will also consider whether to move forward with plans to host an Orange County Fair in the spring of 2015. Staffers estimate it could cost up to $240,000 to get the event up and running, with the expectation that it would pay for itself in years to come. Orange County commissioners will meet tonight at 7 o'clock at the Department of Social Services in Hillsboro. Town planners called the chance to redevelop the Ephesus Church Fordham Boulevard area in Chapel Hill a watershed moment in the town's history. The town council reviewed that plan last night, and WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details.
Members of the business and development community turned out last night to cheer along the Chapel Hill Town Council as the council took the first steps in a process to rezone 190 acres in the Ephesus Church Fordham Boulevard area. Jeremy Browner runs a law office on Legion Road.
I rise in support of this plan wholeheartedly. I believe that it would bring much-needed private investment to encourage commercial redevelopment in Chapel Hill.
The Ephesus Fordham Renewal Plan is the result of nearly a decade of planning to redevelop an area currently known for vacant lots and twisted intersections. The plan calls for the council to reconfigure the intersection of Ephesus Church Road and Fordham Boulevard, extend Elliott Road, and create new mixed-use zoning codes that allow 3 to 7 stories of commercial and residential development. It's also an experiment in what is, for Chapel Hill, a new type of zoning called form-based code. Using form-based code, the council will set parameters for development, including building height, setbacks, and parking guidelines for each zone. Once these are in place, individual developers will not need to bring their projects before the council if they meet the established criteria. Town Manager Roger Stancil says this will provide clarity for both developers and the council.
We have proposed a form-based code for this district that clarifies and streamlines the development process and improves predictability for the developer. We are testing the assumption that if we are clear in what we want, we might get it.
In addition to spurring redevelopment and expanding the town's commercial tax base, Stancil says the plan will also address the long-standing traffic and flooding problems that have plagued the area for decades.
The rezoning creates the opportunity for new tax revenues that allow us to solve problems that the community has not been able to afford to resolve in the past.
Town planners said individual redevelopment projects have been scuttled in the past due to the high cost of required road and stormwater improvements. Instead, the town will invest in the improvements up front and be paid back incrementally as development occurs within the district. The $10 billion investment in infrastructure will be financed using Chapel Hill Town Hall as collateral. Business manager Ken Penoyer explained the money will also cover the recently approved town hall renovations.
So basically, this is a strategy of using the collateral created by one project to cover two projects, which is not all that uncommon in using installment financing.
The majority of the 26 speakers at last night's public hearing lauded the plan as an exciting opportunity to change the way business is done in Chapel Hill. Others were more wary, worried that form-based code will remove public input from the development approval process. Critics wanted more specifics on how and when stormwater and transit improvements would occur. Some council members also expressed doubts, as the form-based code model does not allow the council to mandate affordable housing, green space, or energy-efficient design. Still most, including Lee Storo, were optimistic about the plan.
There are a lot of challenges moving forward, and I think we've heard a lot of them from the public and the council tonight. But my God, that is a challenged area of town right now that has so much potential and I think a lot of excitement.
The council voted unanimously to adopt a 2-month timeline for the approval of the plan. A public information session is scheduled for February 20th. The council will likely take a vote on the Ephesus Fordham rezoning on March 24th. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A special honor for Dr. Colleen Bridger. We'll tell you all about that coming up in just a couple of minutes here. Right now, time for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit and the brand new cornbread sandwiches, spicy chicken and sweet southern pulled pork. Eat in or call ahead for takeout. Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Durham, right next to New Hope Commons. Now with your morning traffic, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. 15501 northbound as you approach the NC86 and NC54 split and intersection, seeing some heavy delays heading northbound. So as you're coming from Southern Village and further south from there, as you're coming from Chatham County, heading north towards that area, seeing some heavy delays right now. NC54 heading westbound, seeing delays between I-40 and Barbie Chapel Road. That's heavy delays there as well. 15501 north and southbound between Manning Drive and NC54, seeing delays. Also 15501 northbound between Estes Drive and Ephesus Church Road, seeing some delays, just minor to moderate there. I-40 heading eastbound right now, seeing delays between NC 751 and the Durham Freeway. And we do have an accident on I-40 heading a little bit further westbound from our, or eastbound from our look. At I-40 westbound and Aviation Parkway, we do have an accident causing delays in both directions. Heavy delays heading westbound and that all the way back to Wade Avenue. So use caution, give yourself some extra time this morning if traveling in those areas. And if you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Just want to say I like all six of those coats you were wearing when I got here to work this morning.
How about it?
Really, everybody, just stay warm. It's really cold.
Really cold out there. You are right.
When the wind blows, that's when it really gets cold.
If you can, just stay inside and try again tomorrow.
And again, as we talked about earlier this morning, we're very fortunate to have jobs where we work inside.
That's right.
You know. And WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather, brought to you by Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop all in one, right in the heart of downtown Carrbrough. Good food, fine wine, and lots of fun, too. Online at glasshalffullcarrbrough.com. 16 degrees this morning. Partly sunny, high today about 35. At least it's going to rise above freezing. It's going to be windy later on in the day. Gust up to 25 miles per hour this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and then clearing after midnight. Low tonight about 11. And because of the winds, wind chill factor as low as zero. Tomorrow, sunny skies, highs in the upper 20s. That's it. Wind chill factors around zero in the morning. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low around 17. Finally, on Saturday, it's going to warm up a little bit. Partly sunny, not as cold, with the highs in the low 40s. Still windy on Saturday and Saturday nights. Clear Saturday night with the lows in the low 20s. And on Sunday, we're looking at a high around 45 degrees.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
WCHL News Time is 8:19. Dr. Colleen Bridger is the director, the health director for Orange County. She's been named the North Carolina Health Director of the Year. The award was given yesterday by the North Carolina Association of Local Health Directors. Bridger was recognized for her outstanding leadership in public health and her involvement in community activities.
It was so much fun. If I could only win one award, this would be the award I would want to win.
Bridger said that what makes this award so special is that she was nominated by her coworkers and was selected by other health directors around North Carolina. She said the honor wouldn't have been possible without the hard work of her colleagues in the Orange County Health Department, a team that Bridger said has been recognized for its innovation.
I love to be associated with that wonderful reputation and to help lead the organization to continue to push that envelope and let's figure out new and better ways to do what we do.
The nomination cited Bridger's work on health policies such as the smoking ban in Orange County, which took effect last July.
That was a long process that resulted in one of the most comprehensive smoking bans in the nation, which is amazing in North Carolina.
Bridger said she's also proud of the health department's work with the naloxone distribution to counter the life-threatening effects of opiate overdoses.
If somebody is suffering from an overdose of an opiate-based drug, then we have the medication to counteract that and save that person's life.
Colleen Bridger has been health director in Orange County since October of 2011. WCHL News Time is 8:21. Time for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. I'm Rod Stutz. We're going to talk about Tar Heel women's basketball. They have a big game coming up tonight. But first, let's tell you about the football schedule that came out yesterday. The 2014 Tar Heel football schedule is out now, and Carolina will face a tough yet entertaining schedule. WCHL's Matt Oakes breaks it all down.
The 2014 Tar Heel football schedule will feature six home games in Keenan Stadium and UNC's first-ever ESPN Thursday night game at Duke on November 20th. The ACC released the schedule on Thursday, and the Tar Heels face a tough slate that includes nine teams that played in bowl games last season and five squads that won at least nine games. Conference matchups in Chapel Hill against Virginia Tech, Georgia Tech, Pittsburgh, and a season ender against NC State on November 29th should provide an entertaining home menu for Tar Heel fans. The Tar Heel Sports Network's Lee Pace says he thinks it's one of the most exciting schedules he's seen.
I think it's one of the most interesting schedules the Tar Heels have had in some time. Clemson is a cross-divisional game for the ACC, and anytime you've got Clemson, Florida State, or Wake Forest, I think that amps up the schedule a little bit when you're going across divisions. And then a great end of the season with the Thursday night game at Duke. I think there's a lot of really interesting stuff. It's going to be a terrific fall for Carolina.
Also of note, Carolina will travel to South Bend, Indiana to face Notre Dame on October 11th for the first time since 2006. The Tar Heels have failed to capture a victory in 11 previous tries at Notre Dame. But all eyes will certainly be on Wallace Wade Stadium for the nationally televised showdown against Duke right before Thanksgiving. And this year, Pace says Carolina will be extra hungry to reclaim the victory bell.
I think a lot of excitement around the Duke rivalry the last 2 years because it was just sort of dead in the water for about two decades, and then Duke has won the last 2 years. So Carolina will have the emotional edge, I would hope, that night. It'd be interesting to see what sort of atmosphere we generate in Wallace Wade Stadium for a weeknight game like that.
Carolina returned 17 starters from last year's team that finished with a flurry to win six out of the last seven games and capture the Belk Bowl trophy. And it won't be long before the 2014 team will be back in action in Chapel Hill. Spring practice begins March 5th, and the spring football blue and white game is scheduled for Saturday, April 12th at 3 p.m. The Tar Heel football season kicks off August 30th with a home opener against the Liberty Flames. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Tar Heel women's basketball team has really been on a roll. They are on the road at Winston-Salem tonight, taking on Wake Forest. It's a 7 o'clock game. And Mark Kimmel is an assistant director, UNC Athletics, and follows Carolina women's basketball very closely. And, Mark, this has been quite a winning streak for the Tar Heels, and they are playing extremely well.
Yes, they are. It's and 11 wins in their last 12 games. So it's been a streak that's saw them play some really good basketball, and because of that, firmly in the top 10 now nationally.
We have talked so many times here on WCHL about how this Carolina women's basketball team is just really fun to watch. They love to get out and run, and so many outstanding young players on this team. Give us a little preview, if you would, of the matchup tonight against Wake Forest.
Yeah, you're right. It is an exciting brand of basketball, and I encourage anyone that's a fan of basketball, which we know we have a lot in the area, to come check us out. Looking towards tonight, Wake Forest, despite only one win at this point in the league, they have two of the best players. One of their post players, Derek Hambry, actually leads the conference in scoring and rebounding. So she'll be a tough matchup. They also got a good guard in Chelsea Douglas, who averages, I think, almost 19 points a game. So despite their early season record in the ACC, it's a game on the road. In-state rivalries are always tough. So I think we're going to have to do a good job of handling the basketball and taking good shots, and if that happens, hopefully our depth and athleticism will take over.
Well, Carolina has actually owned this matchup in recent years, and freshman Diamond DeShields averaged 18 points a game for Carolina in the couple of wins last week, and has been named to the midseason Wooden Award list, the only freshman out of 20 players who's listed. We've always known that she's a very special freshman, but this makes it seem even more so.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think this sort of validated all the preseason hype and the talk that everyone had about Diamond when she first said she was going to come to Carolina. And what a great honor for her. She is no question a tremendous player, and we've seen her grow already just 19 games into her career. So I think that, she's very appreciative of being selected to that. I mean, it's certainly the who's who of women's basketball, and that's what she strives to be. She's done some interviews lately, and she talks about wanting to be the best that she can be. And so I think this first sort of mid-season award is just something that will continue to drive her to be the best.
Mark, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Oh, I appreciate it. Have a great day.
That is Mark Kimmel, UNC Athletics. Tar Heels play tonight, 7 o'clock in Winston-Salem against Wake Forest. It'll be televised on the Regional Sports Network and online at ESPN3. And, of course, you can hear it right here on WCHL as well. Carolina men's basketball team doesn't play again until Sunday. They will take on Clemson in the Smith Center on Sunday. And, of course, you know all about the streak. I'm Ron Stutz. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Alexander Julian has put some more bounce into the Bouncing Bulldogs. This is Art Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. The Bouncing Bulldogs jump rope team of Chapel Hill and Durham is well known locally, but their national and international recognition may be the best kept secret in town. They have performed all over the country and the world, actually, entertaining between matches at the U.S. Tennis Open and bouncing around Beijing during the 2008 Olympic Games. They annually do a halftime show at the Dean Dome and Carmichael Arena, the last one this past Saturday during the Boston College UNC men's game. But later that day, the Bulldogs received one of their biggest honors when Chapel Hill's own Alexander Julian unveiled new striped unis for the seven-time world champions at the Jump Rope Spectacular Show at East Chapel Hill High School. After 30 years of growing recognition appearing on the front page of the Wall Street Journal and on CBS TV, Coach Ray Frederick's squad has finally hit the big time with the master of the Argyle trim that has become a trademark of Tar Heel basketball and once graced the end zones of Keenan Stadium. Julian, who left Chapel Hill as a young man to become a world-renowned fashion designer, said he got as big a thrill from bestriping the Bulldogs as crafting unis for the Tar Heels for the racing team of his old Connecticut neighbor Paul Newman and the old Charlotte Hornets, soon to be the new Charlotte Hornets. Wonder if he'll bring back the teal. Alex has been away for four decades, but he retains strong bonds to his hometown and university. The ties you see Roy Williams wearing are often Julian designs, and even through tough economic times, Alex maintained the family store on Franklin Street, most recently moving from one side to the other and rebranding the old Julian's College Shop to just Julian's, with sporty clothes for both men and women in the walk-by windows. Why the Bouncing Bulldogs? He knows about them and their 30-year history, and as a huge sports fan, Julian says he loves to blend movement with style that actually enhances the movement.
and whether the team of 110 ages 6 to 26 realize it. They are not only elite by what they do with the double Dutch rope, they are now doing it as world-class fashionistas by a giant who has never forgotten his past. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Dana, time for your eye appointment.
Oh, good. While we're at the mall, I want new jeans.
We're not going to the mall. We're going to UNC Eye Care Center.
But will they have cool frames?
Where we can get all your ophthalmology needs taken care of at one time in one place.
But will they have cool frames?
They've even moved to a more convenient location right off Highway 54.
But will...
And yes, they have cool frames.
UNC Eye Care Center. Specialties include pediatrics, neuro-ophthalmology, glaucoma, cataracts, and oculoplastics. Now located at 2226 Nelson Highway. UNCI.org.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Hair Expressions. It's half off. Hair care services at the salon on West Rosemary Street. Get highlights, a shampoo, and style for only $25. Or a shampoo, cut, and style for only $20. And spend only $15 for a men's shampoo, cut, and style. Carol Spangler has been creating hairstyles for over 17 years and says she keeps caring until the client says it's right. It's half off from Hair Expressions. It's available for limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
It's 8:30 at WCHL. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill cover of weather. Brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. And Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods. Cold this morning, 16 degrees, partly sunny today. High today about 35. It's going to be windy later on in the day. Tonight, clearing after midnight with the overnight low around 11, but it's going to feel like zero because of the winds. Tomorrow, sunny skies with the highs in the upper 20s, and we're really going to have to deal with a chill first thing in the morning. Wind chill values around zero. And then a little bit warmer on the weekend. Highs on Saturday and Sunday, both days in the 40s.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM WCHL. And you'll find it on our website, chapelboro.com.
You feel that?
Very brutal air.
National Weather Service forecaster Bruce Terry finding freezing temperatures in 47 of the lower 48 states.
The only state that does not have freezing temperatures at this time is the state of Louisiana. And even northern Louisiana, temperatures are in the mid-30s.
It's particularly cold in the Midwest and East. WCCO's Nina Moyney is in Minneapolis.
Minnesota on track to have its coldest winter in more than 30 years. For a second day, many area schools like Minneapolis Public Schools have canceled classes because of these threatening wind chills that crept in late last night. The temperatures were averaging 35 to 45 below zero throughout parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin.
Tamara McBride with Ohio Emergency Management says it's not going to let up soon.
Moving forward throughout the week, we can get dangerously low, dropping down to minus 10 degrees, down to minus 25 degrees with wind chill.
CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
8:32 at WCHL, 16 degrees, cold today, partly sunny, high today about 35. Also very windy later on in the day, which will make it seem even colder than it is. First of all, a couple of quick announcements in regards to the schools. Most everybody back to normal today, but Orange County Schools still on a two-hour delay. Orange County Schools delayed 2 hours today. Elementary schools will take in at 9:55. Middle schools at 10:20, and high schools start with classes at 10:45. Again, the Orange County school system, two-hour delay. Alamance Burlington schools on a three-hour delay today. Orange Charter School, two-hour delay, and Person County schools, two-hour delay. As far as we know, all the other schools in the area, daycare centers, et cetera, working on a regular schedule. We have all the information posted on our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL's Aaron Keck spoke with Douglas Shackle on the Wednesday afternoon news shortly after he was recommended to the Board of Trustees as the next dean of UNC's Keenan Flagler Business School.
What are your thoughts just in general about being named dean?
Well, I'm very excited and greatly honored. It's a wonderful school. The university has been great to me, and to be asked to do this is a real highlight for me.
So your previous experience was running the MBA at UNC program. How are you planning to bring that experience into this new position?
Well, you know, that has been a grand experiment and very successful for us. And we've been using technology in ways that no other school's ever used it. And if you look at where higher education is going, and particularly business education, clearly technology is going to be part of that. So I think that's one of the skill sets I bring to the table is how might we use technology to enable us to teach and do research better than we have in the past. And so I hope I can contribute in that dimension.
I wonder if you could elaborate on that, because this is, it's always an interesting time, both in the economy and in higher education, but it seems particularly interesting at this particular stage, because the economy is changing. Of course, we're moving out of the recession, and at the same time, what we're seeing now is sort of a changing face of higher education in a lot of different ways. So what's the biggest challenge facing the business school in the years to come?
I think that we face some of the same things all the rest of the campus faces. We're trying to figure out, as the world changes, what's the best way to provide a quality education for students. Tuition's rising. We've got budget pressures. We've also got a world that's rapidly changing. I oftentimes say to people it's very possible sometime in the next decade North Carolina is going to be the fifth or sixth most populated state in the country. And we need a great business school with a great business engine to employ those people and to give us leadership. So I think our trying to figure out what's the best way that we can help the people of North Carolina as well as the rest of this country and as well as the world, that's our mission.
I always look at the population. I see North Carolina creeping up on Michigan all the time. Do you see yourself making any significant changes to the way the business school has operated in the years heading up to now under the leadership of Jim Dean and most recently Jack Evans?
I think that we have had great leadership for the last decade or so and are really on a good trajectory. I've been part of business school for the last 24 years, and I believe we're in stronger position and doing better things than we've ever done. I'm sure there's things that are going to come up as we're going along, and some of those things are just because we're in such a changing climate. But I hope to lead a discussion within our community about where we can be in the future. But I don't have any dramatic changes because I think we've been on the right path for a long time, and I give great credit to the work that Jim did when he was our dean and now is heading the university as the provost, and the work that Jack Evans has done as an interim, he's been outstanding as well.
Speaking with Douglas Shackelford, the next dean of the Keenan Flagler Business School. And before I let you go, just one question sort of about the trajectory of the business school. Up until Jim Dean was appointed back in 2008, most of the people who had been hired to run the business school had been sort of outside hires, alumni who had gone on to success in the business world, but not faculty members. With Jim Dean and now with your appointment, it's sort of a turn to internal hires from within the faculty. Do you see that as a change in the direction of the business school, and does that give you an advantage?
I think it's more a reflection of the growth and maturity and improvement of the school, to be honest. In years past, when I was here, I think that we had a fairly shallow pool of perhaps people who were aspired and had the leadership skills to lead the school. We had some, but not a great deal. I think you can look around now, and we've got a number of people who are more than capable of this position. And I think that reflects the fact that we're a stronger business school than we've ever been before.
Doug Shackelford, new dean of the Keenan Flagler Business School. Thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck.
Thank you.
You can hear the interview in full on our website at chapelboro.com. You might want to know that Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring says the state's ban on gay marriage is unconstitutional. He will no longer defend it in federal lawsuits challenging it. Herring spokesman Michael Kelly says in an email to the Associated Press that the state of Virginia will instead side with the plaintiffs who are seeking to have the ban struck down. Kelly says the Attorney General decided the ban was unconstitutional. This after a thorough legal review of the matter. Virginia has emerged as a critical state in the nationwide fight for gay marriage. The state's shift comes on the heels of recent court rulings in which federal judges struck down gay marriage bans in Utah and Oklahoma. Former North Carolina Governor Bev Perdue says she wants to jumpstart collaboration among teachers, students, and entrepreneurs to develop electronic technology that improves learning for adults and children. Perdue announced on Wednesday the initiative called DigiLearn, or the Digital Learning Institute. She chairs the group, which held a strategic planning meeting at North Carolina State University. Perdue was elected North Carolina's first female governor in 2008 and left office a year ago after choosing not to seek re-election. Since then, the Newbern Democrat has spent time at Harvard and Duke Universities and has started a consulting firm. She held a news conference with Vice Chairman and former Wyoming Governor Jim Geringer. Perdue would not comment when asked her feeling on state government under Republican rule here in North Carolina. 5 years into his presidency, the verdict on President Barack Obama is nice guy, so-so president. A new Associated Press poll finds that less than a third of Americans consider President Obama to be an above-average president, but nearly twice as many find him likable. The January poll finds the president's personal image to be on the rebound after taking a hit during the government shutdown late last year. 58% now size him up as very or somewhat likable. That's up 9 percentage points from October, just after the shutdown. Yet people are still largely pessimistic about the country's direction, down on the condition of the economy, and doubtful it will bounce back anytime soon. Unemployment, 70% think it will go higher or stay the same. In news around town this morning, with tax season officially upon us, Orange County is once again offering the RSVP VITA tax preparation service for low to middle income residents in need of assistance this year. VITA is short for Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. It's a free program sponsored by the IRS and offered by the Orange County Department on Aging. It begins next month in Orange and Chatham counties. You can find out if you're eligible and make appointments either online or by phone. For contact information, visit our website, chapelbrook.com. It's one of the many great things happening at the Seymour Senior Center on Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. It's 840 at WCHL. Wes Hare has today's commentary, and that's up next.
Atlantic Tire and Service, a title sponsor of the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple Giveaway, has three convenient locations in Durham, Cary, and Raleigh, where you can get the best prices on Continental and other name brand tires. Locally owned and operated, Atlantic Tire has built its business on three words: trust, service, commitment. Ask any employee about the secret to their success, and the answer is simple. It's all about customer service. Atlantic Tire strives to make it a comfortable, confident experience. Visit AtlanticTireOnline.com for the Durham, Cary, and Raleigh location nearest you.
Meet the brokers at Weaver Street Realty. Bill Mullen and Don Basnight are both native Chapel Hillians who've seen our community through a half century of changes. Their advice is gold. Louise Barnum moves easily from muddy boots to city shoes in her pursuit to meet her clients' needs. Jay Parker is the broker in charge, having developed a loyal client base in 30 years of business. Gary Phillips and Clayton Nell are the oldest and youngest members of the team, combining experience and intelligence to bring a fresh perspective to every situation. Check them all out at WeaverStreetRealty.com.
This is a message for newcomers to the Triangle. If you've lived here any length of time, you already know this, so bear with us. But if you're new, one of the great secrets around here is Diamonds Direct Crabtree. It's a place where you can buy certified, hand-picked, top-quality diamonds straight from the diamond cutters. Now, if you're from another city, this might be a new concept for you because this is as far from an old-fashioned jewelry store as you can get. You see, the people who own Diamonds Direct used to be the diamond suppliers for high-end jewelry stores all over the United States. They have partnerships with diamond miners in Russia, and they have their own diamond cutters in Tel Aviv. All this means bigger, better quality diamonds for a lot less than you're used to paying, wherever you came from. And that goes for you New Yorkers, too. No offense. Diamonds Direct Crabtree. After all, it's only fitting that America's most advanced, fastest-growing region deserves America's fastest-growing and most advanced diamond powerhouse. Diamonds Direct Crabtree, official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes and the Carolina Panthers, just outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming's.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road in the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
March Madness isn't here yet, but Chapelboro.com already has a bracket just for you. We're looking for the best restaurant in the area. Every Thursday, you can vote on a new round of matchups as we go from 64 of the area's favorite restaurants down through a Sweet 16, Elite 8, and a Final Four until we crown a Chowdown champion. And you can be a winner, too. Each week, we're giving away gift cards to local eateries just for casting your votes. So head to Chapelboro.com today to vote in the best of bracket and help us find your favorite restaurant.
Listen at home or while you
you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Good news, up to 17 degrees in Chapel Hill, 843. Good morning.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Wes Hare. Trigger is a DVD developed by the National Presbyterian Church as a response to gun violence to mobilize a response to the annual 30,000 death rates in the U.S. of A. Recently, several local churches have seen this DVD, and most recently, the Presbyterian Church of Reconciliation. These numbers are a frightening phenomenon. These area's residents are increasingly and regularly aware of the ongoing heartache and lasting effects in families and communities. Gabby Gifford, a former Arizona Congress member, was recently in the news as she reflected on the Tucson killings and her lasting and challenging slow recovery from a bullet in her head. Gabby and her husband Mark have now committed themselves to their organization, Americans for Responsible Solutions. Trigger shows the family loss and ongoing pain and especially focuses on the challenge of illegal guns. And here's the stories from survivors of killings at Virginia Tech in family, community, and society. Currently, there are 270 million guns in the U.S. If evenly distributed, that means we as a country are most dangerous to ourselves. What we face is a slow step-by-step process, as Ms. Gifford says, step-by-step on this 1,000-mile effort. Clearly, this well beyond a Presbyterian issue. Contact the PCUSA in Louisville, Kentucky for a copy, or also locally contact North Carolinians Against Gun Violence. www.ncgvorg. Let's be on this with hope. This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Spring rains and tree blossoms are coming. Hello, I'm Charlie Quayle of locally owned Gutter Solutions, urging you to invest in the long-term value of your home with gutters that work. That's right. Keep the water moving on your foundation, doors, and windows with the help of our exclusive Gorilla Guard gutter covers that keep your gutters working guaranteed. Find Gutter Solutions and Gorilla Guard gutter covers on the web at chimneysplusgutters.com. That's chimneysplusgutters.com.
The word is spreading fast about Pita Grill, Chapel Hill's great new restaurant offering authentic, made-from-scratch Mediterranean cuisine. Locally and family-owned, Pita Grill's Egyptian influence creates a culinary experience you will crave again and again. Wraps and kebabs, heroes and pitas, salads and falafels, seasonal food, and more. Located in Timberline Shopping Center on Weaver Dairy Road, Pita Grill is perfect for lunch or dinner and is open 7 days a week. Visit them online at pitagrill.us or stop by for a taste you won't forget.
Lloyd Tire at 730 Hillsborough Street, a title sponsor of the Continental Tire Big Apple Basketball Giveaway, has served Chapel Hill and Carborough since 1984. Lloyd Tire carries Continental and most other major brands and is more than just tires. Lloyd offers all major automotive service and repairs and prides itself on the integrity of its business and employees, including three military veterans. You will get an honest appraisal and estimate at the most competitive prices. Stop by Lloyd Tire in Alignment at 730 Hillsborough Street, serving Chapel Hill and Carborough for 30 years.
Today's WCHL hometown hero is Jan Sedor. You're going to hear all about her in just a few minutes. Time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best-tasting fountain drinks in town. Made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, and of course there's that great chewy ice. They're guaranteed to taste great, and they're only 79 cents at Cruisers. Good to go. Now with your morning traffic, and we do have some problems, here's Rand.
Thank you very much, Ron. We're going to head to the east first, and in Wake County, we're seeing two accidents right now. I told you about the earlier accident on I-40 westbound. That is at Aviation Parkway, causing major backups and could be the cause of our second accident, which is on I-40 westbound at Harrison Avenue. So right now in that area between I-540 all the way through the Wade Avenue exit, problems on Wade Avenue all the way down to US 1 as well and beyond, seeing some problems right now. Heavy, heavy delays on I-40 eastbound and westbound in that area. So if you're traveling in that direction, give yourself some extra time to travel this morning. 15501 northbound between Estes Drive and I-40, seeing delays actually all the way up to Garrett Road, seeing delays right now. NC-54 eastbound between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40, seeing delays now as well. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you do that safely.
It's been quite a morning, hasn't it?
That it has.
We've been inside since you came in early in the 5 o'clock hour, and it was really cold out there, but it's been warm in here.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
That it has. Very thankful for that.
Yeah, I just, you know, I don't even want to go outside today. And
that's right.
I pity the folks who have to be out there all day working.
I wish it on no one.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, listen, have a good day, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks, you too.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather, brought to you by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Big games right around the corner. More big games. So order today from Dickey's, and they're going to have it ready for you. Big Super Bowl coming up. Oh, a couple of weekends away. And if you want to be ready, choose from 8 juicy hickory smoked meats. Dickey's is next to New Hope Commons on the Chapel Hill side of Durham. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather, 17 degrees right now. Partly sunny today, high today about 35. It's going to be windy later on in the day, and that's going to make it seem colder. Tonight, clearing skies, low down around 11 degrees, but some strong winds, wind chill values as low as zero. Tomorrow, sunny with a high in the upper 20s. Wind chill values in the morning around zero, maybe even less than that. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low down around 17. And then finally, on Saturday, it's going to warm up a little bit, partly sunny, not as cold with the highs in the low 40s on Saturday afternoon. Still going to be windy, though. Saturday night, clear with a low in the low 20s. And then on Sunday, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-40s. So a little bit better, a little bit of relief from the chill on the weekend, but not really all that much. It's 850 at WCHL. Thanks for being with us this morning on WCHL. Go to our website, chapelboro.com. If you like any kind of details, weather-related, school closings, only a few to announce. Orange County Schools, 2-hour delay. And Alamance Burlington Schools on a 3-hour delay. Person County Schools delayed by 2 hours. Orange Charter School delayed by 2 hours. Everybody else, as far as we know, running on a regular schedule.
The happiest girls in the Triangle, they're the ones with the rings from Diamonds Direct, North Carolina's direct diamond importer.
I like bling. I wanted a nice big center diamond, and that's what it has. And it's beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
Because you want a really great ring, something unusual, and you want a big rock.
Don't compromise, guys. Get her the ring she'll love to show off with a bigger diamond and a one-of-a-kind designer setting at Diamonds Direct.
They have a lot of designers, more so than anyone we've checked so far.
Tacori, Verbraggio, Jack Collage, Simon G., Henry Dossi, the most sought-after rings in America are right here.
With the amount of choices that you have here, you're bound to get something that nobody else has, and that's what I think I got.
And the value at Diamonds Direct, absolutely unbeatable.
You go to some places and you have your set budget, and you just walk out of there thinking, that's not what I wanted. I wanted something bigger, and every girl dreams about having this huge rock on her finger, but when it comes time to pay for it, certain jewelers, you just can't get it, and I walked in here, and I'm just blown away.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree, official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes, outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's.
I love this store.
You may already know that AT&T is the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. And now, independent third-party research has confirmed that AT&T is also the most reliable 4G LTE network. But what does that mean for you? Whether you're connecting with family and friends, getting the job done at work, or simply looking for entertainment, you want a wireless network you can count on. That's why AT&T built the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. And we're not the only ones saying it. PC Magazine recently ranked AT&T's LTE network as the fastest overall, and PC World stated that AT&T's LTE service is the fastest 2 years running. Not surprisingly, that same lightning-fast network is now the most reliable as well. AT&T, the nation's fastest and now most reliable 4G LTE network. Rethink possible. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Speed claim based on national carrier's average 4G LTE download speeds. Reliability claim based on data transfer completion rates on nationwide 4G LTE networks. 4G LTE not available everywhere.
It's a new year with new savings. Crown Honda South Point is making 2014 your year to save. Until January 31st, Crown Honda South Point is offering a 2014 Accord sedan for just $219 per month. So what are you waiting for? Start the year off right with a new car from Crown Honda South Point. South Point Auto Park Boulevard and online at southpointhonda.com. Lease based on 2014 Accord sedan CVT LX. $24.99 due at signing. Includes down payments with no security deposit. 12,000 miles per year. Excludes taxes, titles, and dealer fees. For well-qualified lessees, see dealer for details. Must take new retail delivery on vehicle from dealer stock by March 3rd, 2014.
Chapel Hill Jody Magnus, a Keenan Distinguished Professor, has gained national attention lately for her archaeological excavations in Israel, especially the findings last summer of stunning mosaics on an ancient synagogue floor. She's also gotten a role in the brand new National Geographic IMAX film coming to town. That's on Jerusalem. She'll talk about both these things at 1 o'clock this weekend on Saturday and Sunday on Who's Talking, 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's News Talk and Tar Heel Station.
Well, thank you, TG. Don't forget, Carolina women's basketball on the radio tonight at 7 o'clock. Tar Heels in Winston-Salem to take on Wake Forest. And the Tar Heels are on quite a roll. They won 12 out of their last 13 games. They are ranked number 7 in the country, 16-3 on the season, 5-1 in ACC play. And again, we'll have it for you on WCHL starting at 7 o'clock tonight. Carolina men don't play again until Sunday. That's when they'll take on Clemson in the Smith Center. You remember Wayne Pond's word of the day? What's the word? How do you spell it? What does it mean? 919-929-WCHL is your number to call. If you know the answer, you can get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. It's brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? The number to call one more time, 919-929-WCHL, which is 9245.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Jan Sedor is today's WCHL Hometown Hero. And Jan, we have a nomination from Sharon Andrews. You do some wonderful volunteer work at the Seymour Center in Chapel Hill. What do you do over there?
I sit at the front desk. And I just enjoy everybody. I mean, it's like the best opportunity because I get to talk to people on the phone. And then I get to talk about everybody who walks in the door. I get to give tours of the beautiful center. And it's just the best thing. It's not a job. It's like total fun. So
I know that that's not the only place you volunteer. Tell me about some of your other work in the community that you're proud of.
Well, I do a lot of stuff over at St. Thomas More. It's kind of my faith community. So I do the funeral receptions. I coordinate those. And I sit at the front desk there, too. I seem to like to answer the phone and greet people. That's kind of what I do. And then on Sundays, that's what I do, too, at Mass. There's a special place where we stand and welcome people and answer any questions that we have to answer. And I think the only thing I'm good at is saying, hi, how are you, and welcome. So.
It must be your outstanding verbal skills.
That must be it. Those three words I can say really well.
I know that you also contribute in other ways around the community. Tell me about some of your other volunteer work.
Actually, I was at the IFC. I sat at the front desk, for quite a few years. I'm not over there anymore, but it was a wonderful thing for me to do. And I think that one of the really important things that I do is I cheer for my Tar Heels on almost every sport that there is.
Well, we need all the cheering we can get this basketball season.
Oh, I know, and I'm trying. I'm trying my best. I really am, and it's not over yet. We've still got a ways to go. So.
Jan, I can tell that you just love doing this volunteer work and helping other people. Why do you get such a kick out of that?
This is a funny thing. I mean, you get much more than you ever would ever give. I mean, you think people say, oh, thank you, and you do this, and you're the church lady, and you're the this, and everything that I do, I just meet wonderful people, and they just, nourish me and keep me going. So it's not what I give. It's kind of I get much more than I could ever give.
Well, we're glad that you do, and you make our community a better place in which to live.
Well, thank you for saying that, Ron. You're one of my stars,
Well, thank you. Jan Sedor is today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Congratulations to Florine Funk, who called in with the word of the day on WCHL. It is Gloss, G-L-O-S-S. Some people might think of it as lip gloss, but it also means an explanation or interpretation, to provide an explanation or interpretation, to dispose of by false or misleading explanation. It can have a negative connotation. And you remember that old song that by the Supremes, and Flo, she don't know? Well, that's not true, because Flo always knows. She listens very carefully to the word of the day every day. And it's brought to you by Frank Street Realty. Wayne Pond will be back with another word for you tomorrow morning at about 10 minutes until 8 o'clock.
Hi, this is Roy Williams. One of the principles of good basketball is good rebounding. Without it, you'd never win a game. Even the greatest basketball players miss some shots, but rebounding is like having great insurance. Make sure you're prepared to rebound against life's unforeseen losses. For more than 30 years, the Seagrove's Nationwide Insurance Agency has been a winner. Ted's not much of a basketball player, but you'll be glad that he's on your team.
Let Ted, Pete, and Amy protect your family. The Seagrove's Nationwide Insurance Agency, a 30-year winning record for On Your Side service.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Hair Expressions. It's half off. Hair care services at the salon on West Rosemary Street. Get highlights, a shampoo, and style for only $25, or a shampoo, cut, and style for only $20. And spend only $15 for a men's shampoo, cut, and style. Carol Spangler has been creating hairstyles for over 17 years and says she keeps caring until the client says it's right. It's half off from Hair Expressions. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at DurhamTech.edu.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by the new Peter Grill. Locally and family-owned, Peter Grill's Egyptian influence on Mediterranean cuisine creates a taste you will crave. Located in Timberline Shopping Center, Peter Grill, perfect for lunch or dinner, and open 7 days a week. Partly sunny today, 17 degrees right now. High today, about 35. It's going to be windy later on in the day. Wind chill factor will come into play. Tonight, it's going to feel like it's around zero, even though the temperature will be around 11 degrees tonight. Don't forget, Aaron Keck and the WCHL Afternoon and Evening News starting at 3.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
And now, CBS News presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development, where commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. Virginia's State Attorney General Mark Herring says he will no longer enforce a ban on same-sex marriages in his state, says it's unconstitutional. Herring says if federal suits are filed, he won't defend the Virginia law. University of Virginia political scholar Larry Sabato.
Virginians have changed their minds. Every recent major survey shows that a majority of Virginians now support same-sex marriage.
And on that issue?
Virginia has actually become the key swing state.
In the state of Florida, drag racing under the influence in Miami Beach. Cops there.